And let's talk cricket northwest with Simo from Sheffield. Hello, mate.
G'day, DK. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for doing this on the phone. Unfortunately, we've still got the no guests in studio rule because of the dreaded C word, the Rona.
Yeah, that's all good, mate. All good.
Yeah, so for the time being, on the phone. So we'll start off with first grade. We're up to round 14 this week. So it's day one of two-day games. But just last week, so Burnie beat Devonport, Latrobe. So Wynyard beat Latrobe. And Sheffield took care of Ulverston out there. And I was just looking at the scorecard during the week. So Ulverston had a bit of a batting collapse in the second innings in that game.
Yeah, it was an interesting game, actually, because even on week one, I think we bowled Ulverston out for around 93 or something like that. And then at one stage, at the close of play, we were 8 for 60. So we had to come back the next week and we had to basically get 30 or 37, I think it was, runs or something like that to get first innings points. And we were able to execute that nicely with Gary Miles and Aidan Marshall sort of setting things up, I suppose. And we lost a wicket with requiring about four runs or something like that. And Sam Robinson rolled out there. And, we were sort of good enough to be able to knock those off. And then it sort of set us up for a reasonable day of cricket in the end, and we were able to secure, I suppose, the first outright of the cricket northwest season, which was quite pleasing and put us in a nice spot on the ladder.
Well, reasonable and quite pleasing for you guys, not so much for Ulverston, but anyway.
Probably not so much for Ulverston, no.
No. So let's get to this week. So we'll start with the game at Latrobe. So Latrobe hosting ladder leaders Burnie.
Yeah, and Burnie sort of set themselves up really nicely. They're still sort of 17 or 18 points clear of us, I think, in second place, and travelling well. I mean, they had the hiccup, going back a few weeks ago where they had a bit of an outbreak, I suppose, of coronavirus, and they missed a few key players and things like that. But they were able to sort of, I suppose, keep their ball rolling, and full credit to the Burnie Cricket Club for being able to do that, in tough circumstances. But to still get teams out in the park and have guys available, I think, is a real credit to them. So, they're situated pretty nicely, coming off a win last week, I think against Devonport it was. So they'll be sort of keen, I suppose, to just keep that momentum rolling into March. As for Latrobe, their loss to Wynyard probably didn't come at an ideal time, because now Wynyard are breathing down their neck in regards to getting that fourth spot. So I think there's probably one or two points between perhaps Latrobe and Wynyard, and then Wynyard to Devonport, fourth, fifth and sixth. So that's a really exciting part of the ladder at the moment. It probably goes to show where our competition's at too. So Latrobe will no doubt be on the hunt to secure as many points as they can this week and try and sort of, I suppose, get a bit of breathing space on Wynyard.
Yeah. So you guys are at home tomorrow up against Devonport?
Yeah, always. Always some good cricket played and some good games played between Sheffield and Devonport. We'll obviously be looking to stick to our plans and what we've been trying to execute with Red Bull Cricket, and not much will change our end. The only sort of thing is that we've made a change. We had an unavailability, and so Ethan Duff is going to come in, and he's actually going to make his first grade debut, which I think is a fantastic result for the Sheffield Cricket Club. Obviously, we've been able to sort of win enough games of cricket this year and be in a pretty good spot on the ladder, but in addition to that, we've been able to debut three guys under the age of 18 as well. So that puts us in a really good spot for the future, I think.
Yeah, so what's he, a batter, bowler, all-rounder? What does he do?
Yeah, Duffy's he's a batter. Yep. He'll probably, I'm not sure where King will put him in the order tomorrow, probably around that 6, 7, 8 mark, I suppose.
Yeah.
He showed some really good stuff last year in two-day cricket. I think there was maybe three games in a row where he sort of faced 120 balls plus in second grade, which, I mean, these days is, you sort of don't tend to find too many of those players around that are patient enough to sort of dig in and face, 120, 130, 140 balls in an inning. So, terrific efforts last year, and then this year, just been really consistent from a training perspective and all those sorts of little things that go a long way to obviously being selected. So he's done a good job.
Hmm.
As for Devonport, I think Darren Lakeland might have mentioned in the paper, they're a pretty young team. They've got a couple of outs, through various reasons and whatnot. But they'll come after. Like I said, it's always a good game of cricket between Sheffield and Devonport, and they've no doubt still got some really good players on their list that can turn a game on its head. So, it only takes one or two of them to sort of do their thing on any given day, and results can soon go their way. So, regardless of the youth that they may be bringing with them to Sheffield, you've always got to be wary of teams like that, because when they've sort of, you know, got that nothing to lose type mindset, they can certainly turn the tables on other teams.
Indeed. All right, and the game up at Wynyard hosting Ulverston tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose for both of these teams, to some degree, you know, both important games. Ulverston will be looking to sort of, I suppose, rectify their efforts from the last 2 weekends, get some runs on the board and you know, either try and hunt us down in second place and or secure themselves, you know, a third place finals berth. So they'll be certainly out there to you know, put on show what they can certainly do, and they're certainly capable of some bloody good things on the cricket field. And in, as for Wynyard, I suppose, from their perspective, like I said before, they're breathing down Latrobe's neck, but they've also got Devonport breathing down their neck. So it's in their best interest to secure as many points as they can in regards to, I suppose, the latter situation. So both teams have got some key players, and I'm sure both bowling attacks will be looking to take those key wickets as early as they can possibly get them. And that's probably what it's going to come down to in the end, is probably whose batters are going to be best situated, and may even come down to sort of, you know, late on day two to see what's decided, I guess. So that should be a really good game of cricket.
Yeah, I reckon. So I'll just mention the second grade games tomorrow, also starting at 10 o'clock. So Ulverston hosting Wynyard, Burnie against Latrobe at West Park, and Devonport at home against Sheffield. So who's your favourite in second grade at this stage of the season? Who's looking the goods, do you reckon?
I suppose, to in regards to first grade, like you've got Wynyard and Burnie are sitting pretty comfortable on top. I mean, they're sort of 40 points clear of third. So there's 1 point separating Wynyard and Burnie on top of the table, 119 and 118 respectively. And then third, fourth and fifth, Devonport, Ulverston, Sheffield. Devonport are sitting third on 80, Ulverston are sitting fourth on 78, and Sheffield are sitting fifth on 76, with Latrobe sitting sixth on 49. So from third, fourth and fifth, that's just going to be a mumbo-jumbo till the end of the year, basically, in terms of who's going to get the points on any given day and get themselves a finals berth. So there's plenty to play for between three teams. Wynyard and Burnie have arguably locked themselves into probably finishing first and second at this point in time.
Yeah. All right, women, T20s, this is following the men tomorrow afternoon. So 5:30 start, Sheffield against Devonport at Sheffield. Wynyard hosting Ulverston, Latrobe have the bye. The women have the rep game, a 40-over game, Cricket North West versus Cricket North. That's up there at Sheffield Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So that's up at the Sheffield rec ground. Great for women's cricket on both, I suppose, across the Greater North, Cricket North and Cricket North West. Something that Kayla has been pushing pretty hard for in regards to getting that rep cricket back going for, I suppose, women in the sport. And I think it's a terrific thing to put on show. So I'd certainly encourage anyone that's in the area and looking for something to do to get up to Sheffield and have a bit of a look at that, because I'm sure it'll be a terrific game of women's cricket.
Indeed. All right, so that's on Sunday for the women. Thanks for that, mate. Enjoy your weekend. Catch you around.
Cheers, DK. See you, mate.
Okay, Simo talking Cricket North West. This is 780.